This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Gentlemen, what advice would you give executives when transitioning to digital solutions?
Look, there is so many exciting things going on, right? So in a conversation with a lender, there are so many options that they could possibly do. We've seen some incredible work being done around remote closings. So, you know, obviously this is at the state level when we talk about remote closings, because the notary in that case is actually remote, not physically present,
right.
You know, with the borrower. And that is incredibly exciting. You know, if you've ever, you know, been involved in a remote closing, it really is, you know, an incredible experience, right? People are able to stay at their home or their place of business and still get that loan to get them into the house that they want. At the same time, you know, with all of these different options, what we see a lot of people is trying to boil the ocean, right? Try to do everything.
That's right.
Or go with something that is absolutely the best, but something that can't scale necessarily across your operations. And so, you know, our recommendation, and we're sort of in a unique place to do that because we have a number of solution providers that sit on top of our platform that offer different types of closings. So, you know, if you want to remote, you can go with this partner. If you want to do it in person, you can go with this partner. If you want to just focus on the digital asset, you can go with this partner. And so we see all of these different things, and we're basically seeing that there is no one right approach for everyone right now. So we say, look at your business, consider how you operate in regards to an organization. You know, am I an IMB or am I a bank? Your geography, am I a national player or am I regional or am I, you know, down at the state level? What is my product mix? You know, am I conforming or am I VA lender? Really look at that and then determine what is the right approach for you. Not who's bringing the, you know, the shiniest widget, you know, at the time, but really consider where do you want to go as an organization? Because the facts are you can get incredible gain, but you're only going to get that gain if you're doing it at scale. And so that's where you have to figure
out. Good point. Really good point.
How organizations fit into that scale.
That's a really good point.
You've just heard an audio clip from Lickin' on Lending. And here are the sponsors that make this show possible.
Scott Gordon here with a bit of sales science. Last time I gave you the three essential elements your story needs. Those elements should always lead to a worthy lesson, so your story has a truth or purpose. Remember, if there's no purpose, there's no story. Today, let's examine the first essential element your story needs, a relatable hero. Sounds cliche, but a relatable hero is necessary. It's hardwired into our DNA to respond to a story's hero. And what's important here is he must be relatable. One of the worst things you can do is create a hero that is unrelatable. Think Superman. Superman's popularity has struggled in the eyes of the public. Why? Because he's too perfect. His physical powers are godlike. But that's not what makes him unrelatable. It's his moral perfection. Think about it. Who wants to hang out with that guy? Nobody. We all want to be him, but we know we can't, so he's unrelatable. Give me Batman. That guy has some issues, but don't we all? That's the difference, and it shows. In recent decades, Superman has become more human, and his popularity has risen. The hero in your story can be you, or your company, or a customer. One of the most effective strategies is to combine these heroes. For example, tell a story to a borrower where the relatable hero is a borrower that is forced with a difficult situation that he or she must overcome, and it is only by your assistance that the borrower achieves his or her ultimate goal of home ownership. This dynamic will make your customers feel that, with your assistance, they can be the hero in their own story. If it sounds too good to be true, it's not. It's just the science of sales.
Of course, our newest sponsor is back. It's actually like bringing him back. You know, they go away like kids every once in a while, but they come back because this is a great place to advertise. We're thrilled to have Finastra back as an advertiser. Finastra's Fusion Mortgage Bot solution automatically addresses compliance issues while delivering enhanced borrower satisfaction and increased productivity. Greater market share. That's something we all could use a little bit more of. Most lenders are needing more market share. So check out Finastra, Finastra, and Fusion Mortgage Bot product.